great to be back with Professor Claire Collins again from the University of Newcastle. Claire, I've got to say, you've thrown two swear words into this morning's discussion. I'm not very comfortable with it.
Yep.
Fasting diets.
Yeah, it's not what it seems.
Mm.
You can interpret that word fasting in two ways, but basically where fasting diets have become popular is people are looking at ways of compressing the suffering that goes with being on a diet, and let's face it, it's really tough.
It can be.
To restrict your kilojoules, and a whole range of dieting approaches that come under this umbrella term called fasting have emerged.
So the idea is, I don't really want to do a diet for a month. I'll see if we can get it down to a week or a few days. But as you said, there's so many different approaches to it. Can you take us through some of the
I think
the options?
Lots of people will have heard of the 5-2 diet made famous by Michael Moseley. Mm-hmm. And what the 5-2 diet is, 2 days of doing it really tough, on what's called technically a protein-sparing modified fast. In reality, it means you have only 25% of your total energy requirement, so just 500 or 600 calories, 2 or 3,000 kilojoules. And then the other 5 days of the week, you eat what you like. So that's the 5-2 diet. And then another one is called the alternate day fasting. It's similar, but every second day, you're down to that 25% of energy requirements.
So in that scenario, on the other off day, we can just eat quote-unquote normally?
Eat normally. And the studies that have been done have ranged from telling people to eat normally to trying to overfeed them. And they all seem to have the same kind of result. So what's interesting is that something about being on a fasting day seems to reset your appetite on the non-fasting day, so you don't, you know, pig out and stuff yourself. People do seem to eat normally and not overeat on the other non-fasting days.
So for those who take this approach to their weight loss and maintaining their body weight where they need it to be, over a period of time, say 12 months or so, does it make much of a difference as opposed to doing something a bit more conventional?
Well, that's actually a great question, because up until last week, in fact, all the studies had only been short-term, and they tended to be in favour of these range of fasting approaches. Last week, big study, 100 adults, randomised controlled trial, 6 months of the fasting versus regular dieting versus doing nothing at all. After 1 year, there's actually no difference in the approaches. So that's positive and negative. The positive is that it means you don't have to go on one of these fasting diets. If you just like to do the slow and steady, give up those mega muffins with your cup of tea and ditch the hot chips.
You've been following me around the last 12 months. I'm pretty sure you have.
Yeah, well, that sensible, slower approach works, and the fasting approaches also work. I think what's interesting about the fasting approach is it's one more tool in the tool bag, in that some people want to get that suffering, as I said, over and done with in just 2 days a week or 3 days a week. And what it is essentially doing, it's taking the kilojoule restriction that you would normally follow for 7 days and squashing it down into just a few days. Still hard to do, though.
So it might be a case of, since both options are going to get you where you need to be or where you want to be, a little bit of horses for courses, perhaps. What if you can do it this way, if you know you've got the mindset to do it, by all means go ahead. But if not, just do it the more traditional way, and you'll get there in the end anyway.
Yeah, well, it's really important for people to talk to their doctor before they start any fasting type of diet, because it's not without side effects. It can exacerbate gout, gallbladder disease. Should not do it if you're pregnant, not do it if you're a child. So have a chat to your doctor, and it's okay for some people, but again, it depends what medications you're on. So if you're interested in the fasting diets, they can work, but get some medical advice up front.
I think you've actually turned me off. You said it can do this, it can do that, do the other, but again, as well, it can also be relative, can't it? I mean, if we're just going along normally, you might not have the willpower for it, but if you've got a big event coming up, you might be able to get into it quickly.
Absolutely. And if you are only looking for a short-term result, we know that they work for people who are coming up to a medical an operation and they've got to lose weight, or the school reunion and that bottom button just won't do
yep,
up.
There it is.
But you can't live with a fasting diet forever, so it's choosing what's practical for you. The other really smart thing to do is you can go and see an accredited practicing dietitian who can help tailor something in between as well.
I think that might be the way to do it, particularly if there's a lot to lose. Do it the right way and what's going to work for you. Yep.
Pleasure.
Absolutely. As always, it is a pleasure with Professor Claire Collins and talking about fasting diets with us at 2NURFM.